Hallelujah. Well, let's pray before you take a seat. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for what you have even more in store for us, Lord. You've blessed us already with your presence, and Father, we've rendered to you the praises. We've even presented offerings and givings unto you, Father, and we pray that you've been pleased and that you've seen our faith. Father, thank you that we're changed tonight in an internal way, Father. You've impacted our lives, and we bless you now. We do pray a blessing, Lord, over our man and woman of God, Apostle Henry Killings, Pastor Lucia Killings. We cover them in the blood of Jesus, Father. We thank you that you'll be about them as a wall of fire and hedge of protection to be the glory in their midst. And that, Father God, as they're away, that, Father, they're enjoying their time, Lord God, that you will bless them, Lord God, with rest and relaxation, Lord God, rejuvenation, and that upon their return, Lord God, they'll be running harder, Lord God, with greater stride and momentum than ever before. Thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders being worked through their hands in this hour and time for this season. And we give you all the praise tonight. Father, bless our ears to hear your word and bless our hearts to receive it and our hands to work it out. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 You may take a seat. I want to present it this way in the sense that Minister Posado echoed the scripture that he was bouncing the word back and forth with Brother Sean about hope deferred makes the heart sick. And that's in the book of Proverbs, and you can turn there real quick. They'll have it on the board behind. The thing that was significant that I want to stay there for at least a moment is that in the opportunity that I had prepared to minister the word a few weeks back, Apostle had asked me, and I heard the Holy Spirit say plainly a false summit. And it was really powerful because I wasn't even thinking of anything when it came. Like, you know, like, Lord, what would you have me minister about? And then it just came, like a false summit. I don't want to say it always happens like that. You want to say you wish it did, because then at least you could go down the path of what to study and hearing from him and get ready to deliver that message. But it came, and I'm like, you know, I wasn't thinking about anything like that. I didn't see that Mark Wahlberg movie that I had mentioned and alluded to during the time that I got to share that word. Wasn't even thinking about any of that. And it came, a false summit. And that was the main scripture that he just echoed moments ago, a foundational scripture of the message that the Father gave me about that. And it says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. I'll read it out of the Amplified as well. It pretty much says the same. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. And so really in summary about that message again, it was all about having come to a place where you thought you were ascending up to get to the top, only to find out that you hit a false summit. You already hit a summit, but it wasn't the one that you were looking to ascend up to. And so in relation to that in our lives, it wasn't a moment to let our hearts become sick with disappointment. You get that? But to know and trust in God, even through that point, that it was now even that much more of a moment to rely upon him. You get that? And that we would ascend if we keep going. It's not a moment to let up, back down. It's not a moment to, they have that new word, cringe. It wasn't that moment to cringe. It wasn't that moment to be upset and it, by any means. Now, I got to attach this to it because it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And really what that's all about is when you're losing it, right? And now hope is an expected end. I'm expecting in every way. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's not like the way of the world defines it. Like, I hope so. It's a maybe. No. It's like, I'm going up, and I'm marching up to the summit, to all that God has promised, to all the fulfillment of his word, and then only to come to a false summit. It's not a time to lose hope and consider that you'll never make it to the expected end. You get that? Well, the thing about it is, we got to be able to, I don't want to say steward, but we got to be able to handle biblically disappointments. Because disappointments can really, if you allow it to do so, it'll make your heart sick. And you know when that's a symptom, that when it gets to the heart, that means it's hit the main system. Does that make sense? And so everything else is just now absorbing those ills that are spreading throughout the body, if that makes sense, right? And throughout your spirit, man, throughout your soul. But God would have us to be whole, and I'll read it further as it promises us in God's word. When the desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. So we got to know that God is the tree of life, okay? And that all the while, when we're doing his work and will, we're being fueled by the very purposes in which we have drove us to even make the first attempts up to the summit. Does that make sense? We got to know what we're fueled by, and we got to be sustained in that. And it's really this, because it says in the book of James, the first chapter talks about a proving and a trial and a testing of our faith. Now, if any of us for any moment think that our faith wouldn't be tested, it gets tested, right? But when it gets tested, it's being refined and it's coming out pure. You really see what you're made of as you continue to ascend up, right? You'll be like, okay, well, now that I'm this far, I can't rely on this anymore. And now that this is already expended, then I don't have that no more. And now when maybe even there's nobody around, you have to rely on that relationship with Almighty God. Amen? But the thing about it is we can't let disappointments just take away our hope and our faith, because disappointments are going to happen all the time. Here's a key thing about relationships with people is that when disappointments come in an expectation of the relationship, that's when offense happens. And we learned that in Bait of Satan, John Bevere's teaching. You can check it out. It's a blessed, awesome teaching. But know this, it's biblical, because that's all he was declaring was the word of God, is that when an expectation has fallen short of in like a relationship, there's the opportunity to be offended, because there's a disappointment there. But we got to know that there's forgiveness. Come on. And we got to be able to not only steward our relationships, they have to be biblically founded. Now, you may have relationships with those. I'm just going to flow with this, okay? You may have a relationship with those in the world, and you may say, well, they're not in the Word. How am I supposed to keep that relationship biblical? Well, you do it on your side. Does that make sense? You stay above reproach on your side. You stay in a posture and position, and it's not all about this. It's like you're not just forcing your way on them, but you're, in other words, standing for all that you believe, and you're being that influencer, yes, because you're letting the light shine, right? You're not forcing it on them because they can't receive it that way. They have to willingly receive Jesus Christ, right? And I know I'm looking at Brother Sean like, boom, he's getting it. But we could be that influencer. But again, it goes back to knowing our identity, who we are and whose we are, to be able to stand in that relationship and keep it biblical, where that there's the honor there, there's the respect there, there's the understanding there, that it may even be that you're unequally yoked, and you're not knitted together like some sort of boyfriend-girlfriend relationship or anything like that, but you're just understanding where they're at, right? There's a greater level of patience. There's a greater level of compassion, even humility, to know we're letting our light shine, but keeping that relationship biblical. You get that? You can. You can keep your relationships biblical, and that'll keep you from getting offended too. Amen? So going back to it, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire is fulfilled as a tree of life, we cannot afford in this time. I don't want to present it exactly this way, but we do find ourselves, I was going to say, at a crossroads. It's not that. We find ourselves at a crucial decision point, at an important and vital decision point to continue on. You get that? Just when you think everything isn't amounting to anything, just when you think that all of the efforts that you've expended have resulted in nothing, just when you think that it seems like I'm doing the same thing, getting the same results, they call that, what is that, crazy or whatever. Just when you think that, like, well, I got to be doing something different, but when you go back and remind yourself of this word, you know you're doing what it says. But it's a matter of deciding to continue. Does that make sense? We got to. Everyone stand to their feet. Real fast. Now, this, it says it right here on the podium. Has it on the screen, side screens on our own, but we'll put it on the back screen right here. The theme of this year is step into it. I like something, and I got to echo it, because I could say I'll steal it, but it's not that, right? We're just going to echo this thing that Sister Patton had ministered from this podium on Monday night at LTJ. You can watch the video on Facebook. But she said something powerful, which was, we step into it even before we've come into it. Does that make sense? Even before it occurred, you don't step into believing God for the truck when you get the truck. You step into it and go get the truck. Does that make sense? You don't step into it when you're believing God for the job, but you're not doing anything to step into it. You got to present the resume. You got to apply for the job. You're stepping into it. You get that? There's action required. Now, I'm not saying by any means I want you to cringe or I want you to get corny about it, but if we could just take a step back as tight as you can to that seat, whatever, if you want to get in the aisle. But if you just want to take this moment to step into it, but when you do so, now, I'm not trying to make it one of those things, right? It's not that thing. I'm just saying prophetically, we're stepping into it this year, amen? And just take a moment right now and recall to mind what it is about this. Philippians 3:12 says, apprehend that for which also I am apprehended, to go get that for what God's gotten me for. Does that make sense? The wind blows and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. That's stepping into it. Come on. in the Holy Spirit. So if you just take that moment, you can do it quick. You don't have to try to work it all up. But just right now, 3, 2, 1, step into it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. And Father, see our faith and see our step tonight, Lord, in the natural. Let it be done in the spiritual realm. Let it be done all throughout our soul, Father, in Jesus' name. Give someone a high five next to you, a handshake, a holy hug, and agree with them that they're stepping into it. Amen. So anyways, in summary of that, Minister Posada shared that word again, and I just recalled to mind that I wanted to make sure I not only stapled that, but nailed that down, where if you understood that you had come to a place of a false summit, hold fast to that scripture, Proverbs 13:12, amen? That hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life, amen? And let God minister to you as the tree of life. Now, I want to take you really quick to something that you may already know. So I want to level set this from the scriptures. The scriptures are going to bless us tonight because that's what we're getting into. And you may already know these things, and that's good. And if you don't know it, that's good too. But level setting it, and this will be a reminder, because I got to fast forward to this part of the scripture in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things." And we're going to review those things, okay? "Though you know them and be established in the present truth, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle," in his body, "to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing shortly that I must put off this tabernacle, even as the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me." Now, Peter, he knew it to be ultimately important to remind ourselves and the church that he was speaking to, the believers that were reading these recorded scriptures. And I thank God today when I was just reviewing this that this was recorded, because we're about to get into it and we need to be reminded about this. Amen? Now, I got to say it like this, because it's no sales pitch, but what we're going to get into tonight if we exercise it and follow the instructions and receive it, it has the ability, as Peter is saying to us here and recorded in the history of the Bible, that it has the ability to make us, to make sure that we're not barren or unfruitful in our walk in relationship with the Lord. Who wants to be fruitful? Who wants to come into some increase in abundance? Now, if we get into it tonight and receive it and walk it out, it's promising us that we won't backslide. You get that? That we won't go back to old things, that we won't find ourselves barren or unfruitful. You ready for that tonight? All right. I'm going to read the scripture. Follow along. Don't fall asleep. If you have to stand up, that's good too. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. "According as his divine power hath..." I'm going to start with verse 1 because it gives context. Here we go. "Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to his glory and virtue." Here we go. "Whereby are given unto us exceeding and great precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." And I got to pause right there, because you got to be cautioned with this. The platform of social media, you have to use wisdom on that. I believe I just caught a clarity when we started to engage the political scene in Antioch with these recent things that have been going on, policies and so forth, and or lack thereof. And we've been engaging that at that level. But if you, man, go back and read some of the social media threads that have started from those different articles and stuff like that, you could become discouraged and you could become angry and frustrated, because people are all over the place on those. You could look at it. They have the phrase, keyboard tough guy, or, you know, telephone tough guy, because, you know, or someone's driving by and they'll, you know, do something rude to you, flip you off or whatever, because they're driving by. But they're not right here in front of you, right? They won't do that in front of you. And so in the same way, telephone tough guy, he's talking tough on the phone, but if he's in person, he won't say that to you. And so these same people on social media, wow, right? People are even getting death threats on this stuff. I told my wife jokingly, okay, but hear me out. I'm like, well, if somebody gave me one, I would say, okay, I'll meet you at Walmart right now. Let's just get it done. Because you know they're not going to, come on now. It's so frustrating though. You get it, right? I'm not trying to get in my flesh. But there are death threats. Ain't nobody died. I pray nobody died from no death threat. But that's how they're speaking out there. You know what I'm saying? And they're calling, they're all over the place. But they won't be talking that tough in front of you. You know what I mean? So what am I saying? With in engaging that platform, you got to be careful. Don't read all the responses and comments. Some of them are funny, right? And some of them are, you like when people are on your side, and that's what you're looking for. Oh, yeah. And then when you don't find none, it's like, oh, man. No, like, you know what I mean? We got to be careful on that, because it's just, I mean, it's like reading an article. We might as well be reading, not might as well, we should be reading this, amen? Instead of feeding ourselves with that junk. So I'm just saying that caution of that, you got to see it with the clarity for what it is, because they even encourage those that may be a public figure. And I'll say this, but, you know, with respect to what, however it's worked, a celebrity and things like that, or maybe an artist, they're telling them on social media, don't read the comments. Because, you know, you'll find out how many people are just talking smack, and it begins to cause you to have a certain, like, I don't know, it could have a negative effect on you. Does that make sense? So how much more for the believers don't need to be reading all that stuff? We have to be careful what we're engaging in on that. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't represent Christ on those platforms, and it doesn't mean that we can't engage, but just know what the audience is. Does that make sense? And know the terms of warfare on there. That makes sense, right? What do they call that? Know the terms of rules of engagement on there. You already know it's keyboard tough guys on there. Forget it. Who cares, right? Just go on there and just let your light shine bright. And if you post something, you don't need to respond on people's stuff. Does that make sense? But let's just be free on that. Amen. So that was tied into having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. There's corruption out there, and we see it. The hearts of men are dark, but we don't condemn. We're wanting to see people saved and set free. Amen. Check this out. And beside this, verse 5, 2 Peter chapter 1, giving all diligence, add to your faith. And if there was a title of the message, I want to present it to be that. Add to your faith. Virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see far off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Come on. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Who wants to never fall? Hallelujah. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on. We're talking about a grand entrance if you follow these things that God has said to add to your faith, and that you will not be barren or unfruitful. Come on. And it will even keep you from falling, and you'll even have vision and be able to see not only just past your own sins, but afar off. Come on. That's what this is promising us as we add to our faith. Now, who knows a little bit about supplements in terms of if you've had to take a vitamin C supplement or a fiber supplement, or if you've had to take a calcium supplement, or for those that may be even more into it, maybe creatine supplement or protein or something like that, right? There's different supplements out there. Now, this is saying in context, the proper context of the word, that these are things that you're also adding. Come on. To where you're, a supplement is in addition to. And so in this way, you're adding to your faith with virtue and virtue knowledge and knowledge temperance. Come on. And temperance patience, and patience godliness, and godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness love, which is charity. So if we add these things to our faith, this is what's going to amount to us not drawing back. This is going to amount to us handling things right. This is going to amount to us making that crucial decision right now to not let up, but to keep on. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've noticed, God has been doing special things in this house. And there's even a new level of freedom and maturity and confidence. I got to say it like that. Maturity, confidence. What was the other one? Freedom. Freedom, confidence, and maturity. I'm being serious here, right? To where if you see it on someone, be one of those that be this, you're not only motivated by it, but be a fueler of it. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about go and just make a bunch of, flattering comments or anything like that to anybody that you see it with. But, man, pray. Be in agreement. Thank God if you see freedom, confidence. Come on. the rising of the saints of God in this house and operating in the things of God, maturity, because it's here, amen? Now, I believe, and we have to embrace this, that as God has given to us, he's looking for us to use what he's given us. So if it's gifts, stepping out in those gifts and using those gifts for the glory of God, but with a greater confidence and that maturity with it. So there's a freedom in operating in the gifts. Now, you may say, well, I'm not sure how it amounts to me. I don't see it so much as those listed that are the spiritual gifts. But you may have a gift of service in the house. You may have a gift of a form of artistry that's utilized in the house of God. You may have a gift of just prayer. Come on. Of just nobody else is seeing you. Just you and God. But you're lifting up this ministry. Come on. Because you love prayer. You may have a gift of just reaching out and sowing. But nobody knows. But those that are recording the givings in this house. But it doesn't matter, right? Because we know who we're doing it for. Come on. But there's a greater confidence and freedom in operating in those gifts. And I'll give you this. There's that maturity in it, is you'll know how to do it in a way that just flows in the order of God in this house. Come on. A maturity where, I don't want to say your name gets called, but you know if that's your lane. And you're like, I'm just going to flow in that lane. But it comes with a maturity and confidence and freedom. Amen? To where you're adding, not, and there's the adding word again, but you're adding to what God is doing in this house. You're fanning the flame. Come on. And you're doing it, again, not holding on to any disappointment. You're doing it not mad at God, acting like God is dangling a carrot that you're never going to get. You know, you've seen those horses where they put the hang the carrot over the horse and he just continues to go after it, but he's not going to get it. That's not what God's doing to us. Come on. He's bringing us closer. Where every step that we make, as we step into it, we're drawing closer. Come on. And there's one that we cannot deny that's occurring with every day that comes closer is another day closer to when Jesus Christ comes. We don't know the day. We know seasons and things that indicate that his coming is near, and he told us to be aware of that, but it's coming closer every day. Hallelujah. So we just continue. Come on, without disappointment. If the disappointment comes, we have to understand that we can take it before God. Now, here's the thing. God is a holy God, right? And he understands when we fall short of his glory because we're now separated from a holy God because of sin, right? Especially when we were dead in trespasses and sin. But Jesus died to bridge that gap. So when we received Christ and received that sacrifice for essentially for our lives that paid the price for our sins, washed away, and now we're joined with the Father, right? So now when we fall short of the Father, all we have to do is repent. But we understand that, you know, oh man, Lord, forgive me for that or whatever. And, you know, and we have to understand that he's aware of all things, right? And he's aware when we blew it because there's a certain degree of separation. Not that we're cast into hell and not that we're so far off that we're unsaved anymore, but we just repent and come back to him. But I'm saying that to say this, that if we found ourselves at an undesirable state of mind or place of disappointment, it's not that he's oblivious to it. Did you get that? We can come before him, and you can even say what it is that you're disappointed about. And it's not going to surprise him. But I'll tell you what, it's going to feel so good for you to get it off your chest. Come on. You just go, man, I don't understand why. You know, and maybe make sure there's nobody in the house if you get real into it. You know what I mean? And make sure the neighbors, I guess, don't hear you and call the cops or whatever if you get really getting into it. But get into it. Come on. And just tell them, Father, oh, it hurt. Boom, boom, boom. Let it out. Because that's, oh. If you tap into that area of your relationship with God and get real with God, I don't say you got to do it my way. I don't say you have to be all, you know, animatronic or animated or whatever. You could just do it really. Maybe that's you and you're just like, oh, forgive me, Lord, you know. And you're just cool, calm cat, and you just give it to him, bada bing, bada boom. But just get real with him. Hallelujah. Because he already knows it's plaguing your heart. And all he's looking for you is to do is to give it to him. Right? Give him that disappointment. He says, cast your cares on me because I care for you. But we got to just be able to get these disappointments out of the way. Come on. If you've been waiting on something, it doesn't mean you got to be disappointed about it. It just means that we got to continue to wait. Amen? And if you've been sowing and you haven't yet reaped, you got to really keep your eyes open for what you might be reaping in the good sense. That you may be missing what God's pouring out. Meanwhile, you're looking for something specific. But you got to know that you're going to reap. Come on, in due season. And the Bible instructs us not to grow weary. Come on. Oh, that's good. We don't have to grow weary and faint. You can stand to your feet. Come on. But to get the disappointments out of the way, and that we have to understand, I'll say it like this, that we have to be able to assess where we're at. We may be so wrapped up in a symptom. Now, everyone in this house has probably maybe had a strained muscle somewhere, tweaked some, cut something, maybe got a paper cut, and oh man, all the attention's going to this little cut because it hurts so bad. Maybe I've had a toothache. I don't know, right? And you may have had something where you don't know what was driving the pain. Anybody ever been there? Like, what is going on with me? My leg hurts, but I don't know what I did. Anybody been there? Right? Okay? And you don't have to tell me the story because some of them is like, yeah, when you found out, it's like, whoa, that was bad, right? But you, hallelujah, we're here. We're good. The thing about it is, so you probably went to the doctor or something because you needed help assessing what was making the symptom, right? And you're trying to find out what is going on. Now, you got to do it both ways as believers, and this is the prescribed way of going. You go to God first in all things, amen? And use wisdom. If you're like, man, I don't know what's going on, well, then go to the doctor and, you know, try to assess it. That's just wisdom. I'll just give you a quick testimony because I was with Apostle and Minister Aquino in India, and I had shared with Apostle because we're there and we're praying for stuff, and we're in the hotel room on our way in travels to India. And I had like a skin rash or something, and I'm like, yeah, you know, everyone's probably been here. Like, yeah, you know, I'm just believing the Lord to heal it, though, or whatever, you know what I mean, like that. And the apostle's like, well, just use the lotion that you have for it, right? I mean, come on, seriously. And then you use it, and then it's gone the next day. But you didn't have to exercise all, you know what I mean, though. That's just wisdom, right? Use wisdom, though, seriously. Like, you know, like, oh, my hands are stinging, or your hands dirty, then go wash your hands. I mean, you know, just basic stuff, right? But I'm talking about those things where you go to God first, okay, God, heal me, hallelujah, but let me go figure out what's going on. And you go to the doctor and figure out what's driving the symptom of whatever it is. Now, I'm saying this in that natural sense, but come on, shift with me to the spiritual sense. If you're like, man, I don't want to go to church today, well, then why is that symptom coming up? Come on. And you're like, man, I don't want to pray today. Well, then why is that symptom coming up? Now, these are spiritual matters, so you don't even got to go to the doctor for it, right? And then you're like, man, why don't I want to read the word today? Well, what is going on? We have to be better at assessing what's going on. But if you don't know, start off by going to him. Hallelujah. Like, I don't know why such and such, fill in the blank. But help me. Come on. We got to begin to get real with God because some of those things are trivial. Why wouldn't you want to come to church? I ain't hating on nobody. Okay, follow me here. Why wouldn't you want to read your word? Why wouldn't you want to pray? And it may seem basic, and you may say, oh, yeah, but I don't have a good pattern in my timing. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the one where it's in there and you don't. You get it? I'm not talking about the one that many of us have fallen victim of, and we got to correct it, which is you're not using your time right. I'm not talking about that one. You got it? I'm talking about the one where you're like, man, I don't even want to talk to you, God. You know what I mean? I'm talking about that one. Go to him and find out. He is not trying to stay away from you, and he's not surprised for whatever it is that you think you're holding against him, or he's not surprised. And it's not, you know, it's not his fault. But then you're saying, yeah, it's your fault and you're mad. Come on. Get that out of the way. In that surrender, in that surrender to him, you'll find tremendous breakthrough. Hallelujah. In 5 minutes of prayer with him and surrender and crying and just telling him, oh, it feels good. Come on, to get it off and get it out. Just deal with it. Hallelujah. We got to be able to be mature. That was one of those, right? Confidence, freedom, and maturity. To be mature, hallelujah, in our walk and relationship with the Lord. If we've been in the Lord longer than a year, then we should be able to be mature to go to him in matters of all things, in all context. Amen? And just go to him and be real with him because it's not going to run God away. Come on. I don't know about anybody in this house. You've had to confess some things, right? Yeah, really, though. And that you wouldn't want a TV screen of it on this thing. You would never want anyone to know about it, right? But you confessed it before a holy God. Now, come on. I won't say it can't be that bad, but nothing surprises him. He knows all things. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Hallelujah. Just tell him and be real with God because this is all mounting up to this, saints. Come on. As we continue to add to our faith, we want to be able to be built up in the things of God in such a way that there's not plaguing us those ills before. You know what I mean? Those fleshly passions or desires or any spiritual ills, come on, or anything that would be within us that's like of disappointment. And it's like, no, because, come on, we can't be double-minded, and how are we going to receive something when it's like we're rejecting it? You get it? It's like, yeah, but I, you know. No, just come on, God. Hallelujah. And really taking the limits off. I won't say pressing the reset button, but it's like, okay, if I had an expectation and it didn't come to pass, it don't matter no more. Because here's a new day and a new moment to believe again. Hallelujah. If it's salvation for our loved one, if it's that new job or the business to take off, or if it's you're believing God for a child, or if you're whatever it is, right? If any of those hit your spirit, come on and believe again. Hallelujah. If it's for, and we're all in agreement for this, every seat filled, standing room only, people on the outside trying to get inside because they've heard what God is doing in our midst. We continue to believe for that. Hallelujah. And God has been so good to us. We want to see that same goodness shared with others that come in. And I don't say they need it more than us, but you know what I'm saying? Like, some people really need Jesus. Amen. That makes sense. That was going to make me laugh. But yeah, we all really, really needed him. But you know what I'm saying? They're far off right now. You would almost think that they're so far for God's reach. No, they're not. Come on. They're not too far for our almighty God to reach down from heaven and save their souls. And when he does, it's so glorious. Amen? Now, we could just glance around if we were to take several minutes and think upon each testimony that's in this place. And some of they're very diverse, right? Some of us may have felt that we were, I don't say goody-goody or good enough, or maybe it seemed that way, or maybe we had provision. Maybe we had both parents in the house, and maybe we grew up with a silver spoon or in our mouth, as that's the term, or whatever. You know, we were afforded different, what is that called? Privileges, yes, that maybe others haven't. It doesn't matter. Come on, Jesus Christ died for our sins. Hallelujah. And we were all in trespasses and sin, dead. But Almighty God is ready. Hallelujah. And every time that we come into this place, there's a shifting and a changing, and we have to believe it. Come on. There is. We just have to be eyes open for it and ready to receive and get out of the way, if you know what I mean. Like, just have your way, Lord. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't come with expectation of certain things. But in the process of it, we're not going to be like missing something else because we wanted to see this and this happen, right? That would be silly. Like, we're believing God for a miracle of healing, and then a tongue comes forward, and it's like, well, I didn't see that miracle of healing today, but, you know, that tongue. No, everything that God does, come on, whatever you want to do. But we come and believe in you to do something, hallelujah, and for you to move mightily, amen? But it's time to plug in. I just will read this over ourselves right now, because as much as I'm sharing this with you, it's for all of us, come on. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Somebody say, add to your faith. Add to my faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Hallelujah. Come on. And we could, give God a hand clap of praise. So be it, Lord. Man. Let's just take a moment to pray in the Holy Spirit. I just feel that right now. And as we're doing that, believe God. If you've got something, look, you could wait to get home if you wanted to and really get into it with God. But I'm just saying, at least right here, in the moment that it's happening. Because who knows? You may get distracted. Maybe the dog is ripping up pillows in the front room and you get there and you totally forget all about this and you miss the moment. You get it? Or maybe you get home and your kid is acting up and they spilled the cereal all over the ground because they get that late night snack before they go to bed and you're done. Now you're mad and you just go to bed grumpy and you miss the moment. But let's get this moment right here. Hallelujah. That's all I'm trying to say. And if your favorite show's on TV right now, when you get home and you still want to do more with God, hit the DVR. Watch it on YouTube. I don't know. But don't miss the moment. Hallelujah. Come on. We can't miss the moment. There are powerful moments happening in this place. Amen. And one of them is obviously tonight. So, Father, we thank you right now. You can pray in the Holy Spirit if you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And if you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and if you want to be afresh, trust God right now to do so. Trust the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you right now. And as a congregation, Father, of Threshing Floor Tabernacle, for those also watching on YouTube and Facebook Live, we pray together tonight. And we believe you, Lord God, for all that's written in your word, for us to add to our faith. Father, I pray it and list it out. That, Father, each and every one of us gives diligence to add to our faith virtue. And that we add to our virtue knowledge. And we add to knowledge temperance. Oh, hallelujah. And to temperance patience. And to patience godliness. Come on, hallelujah. If you haven't prayed in the Holy Ghost in a certain way in a while, just go ahead and kick it in. Hallelujah. If you haven't heard yourself praying in the Holy Ghost in a while, you can just raise that volume. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, Father, we add love and charity in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you that tonight we will be found rising in these things and that they abound in us, Lord God, and that they are in us and that, Lord, we are assured to be made that we shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we will be fruitful. We thank you, Lord God, that we will have these things and that we will not be blind, but we will be able to see. We'll have vision and insight. And that we can see far off, Lord. And that we will not forget that we've been purged from our old sins. Oh, Father, we thank you that you make it to where, Lord, we shall not fall because you're great on the inside of us. Oh, Lord God, we bless you. Father, and we lay down every disappointment. Lord God, thank you that this moment is primed and prepared. That, Father, we repent of every sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, both knowingly and unknowingly. The sin of omission, the sin of commission, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Forgive us, Lord God, for holding any ought towards you, O God. Forgive us for grieving you, Holy Spirit. Forgive us, Lord God, for holding back in any way. Forgive us, Lord God, for being in a place of immaturity when you've called us to maturity. Forgive us for being in a place of bondage when you've called us to be free. Forgive us, Lord God, for being insecure. Forgive us for operating in fear rather than confidence and boldness, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just all push tonight that, Lord God, what will rise out of us, Lord God, is a greater boldness, Lord God, is a greater dedication and commitment to you. Oh, Father, thank you that, Lord, whatever would have been the blockage is being removed, that you're taking it out of our hearts, that our hearts are made new tonight in Jesus' name. Give us the new heart, the heart of flesh that is sensitive and responsive to your touch. And that, Father God, when you prod us and touch us, Lord God, we will be able to respond in a way that you delight. We will be able to respond, Lord God, instantly. That, Father, we won't be hardened because of sin. We won't be calloused because of hate or disappointment. But, Father, we'll be moved by you, Lord God, with every touch, with every sway, with every breath, Lord God, of life that you blow in and through us in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you tonight that we step into it, Lord God. And the old things have passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We seal this word in your precious blood. Father, we lift our hands to heaven tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that your work, the work that you've begun right now, Lord God, we will fuel it in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we will continue in what you're doing in this place. We will continue to hold fast to the fullness of your word. We will continue to embrace our identity in Christ Jesus. For we are yours, and you are ours, O God. You are our God, and we are your people. We bless you tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask for the blessing, Lord God. Even as we leave this place, I speak the blessing of the Lord. Father, be with us. Let your face shine upon us. Let your grace be extended towards us, Lord God. Watch over us as we go. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us, Lord God. We thank you that we continue in what you've done. Thank you, Lord God, for the work that you've begun in us, you're faithful to complete, and that you're at work in us to will and to do of your good pleasure. Bless us as we go. See us safely to our destinations, Lord God. We thank you tonight. We again speak a blessing over our man and woman of God, and that, Lord God, when we come together to celebrate you once again Sunday morning, Father, that there will be expectation, that there will be breakthrough praise in this house, that, Lord God, we will break through, Lord God, the roofs and the ceilings of the past, and we will rise to a new level in you. We thank you and bless you. Thank you that the devil is defeated. You are exalted, O God. And Jesus, you are our Lord and our Master. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Be blessed as you go, saints. Hallelujah. Woo! Give God praise. Saturday, don't forget, evangelism. Brother Kwame will send out the information on Facebook. They have a group on there. And then if you need to know from him, you can reach out to him as well. And be blessed, saints. Amen.